You're listening to SBS News.
What do we want?
Free power!
How do we get it?
Reject the name!
What do we want?
Greeted by protesters and with the fate of Australia's energy policy on the line, the pressure is on for energy ministers to get it right. Ministers from every state and territory have met in Sydney, hoping to reach an agreement for the National Energy Guarantee, or NEG. Federal Energy and Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg says the states have every reason to sign up for the NEG.
Well, all states have an interest in a more secure energy future. All states have an interest in reducing power bills for Australian families. All states have an interest in reducing Australia's carbon footprint consistent with our Paris commitment.
It's been a tense week of negotiations between the states and the Commonwealth leading up to the meeting.
Australian eyes are on this room today, and what happens here matters to the outcomes around every Australian kitchen table and every Australian factory floor.
After a lengthy meeting, the states and territories have all agreed to support the next stage of the National Energy Guarantee, which aims to increase the amount of power that can be delivered on demand. But it comes with conditions for some, as Victorian Energy Minister Lily D'Ambrosio notes.
It's actually far too soon now to actually be able to sign off on it. It still needs work. And we'll continue to work through a number of changes that we need to make to the National Energy Guarantee.
ACT Energy Minister Shane Rattenbury agreed.
Well, I think we need some outcome on the energy sector. We need a plan going forward. I think no outcome is not an acceptable outcome, but we need something better than what's currently on the table.
South Australia's Energy Minister Dan Van Hulst-Pelican says while there was resistance from some states, they are continuing to work together.
They have not said that they are not with us. They've just said that they've got some things that they want to have worked through, and we will continue to work through those issues with them.
Victoria, Queensland and the ACT say the current emissions reduction target isn't ambitious enough, and they want assurances it won't drop any further. But Mr. Frydenberg says the target is a matter for the federal government. Another matter for the government is getting endorsement from its party room, which meets in Canberra on Tuesday, in what will be a make-or-break step in getting this policy over the line. Queensland's acting Energy Minister Cameron Dick says the federal government has been delaying a decision.
The greatest threat to energy pricing and stability in this country is the coalition party room. That's been the case in this country for the past decade.
However, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull maintains there is great support for the National Energy Guarantee. If that's true and his colleagues do back the plan, draft legislation will be released for consultation spanning a month. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.